Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Service. May I please speak with Jessica Moreno?
Yeah.
I am not solving anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are completely confidential. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
What's that?
Hello?
What was the question?
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And are you at least 21 years old and registered to vote in Arizona?
Yeah.
I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably. Are the chances 50-50? Or will you probably not vote?
Probably both.
Probably. And in the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I believe Biden.
Okay. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And what is your age? Just to make sure we speak to all ages.
I'm 26.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, liberal, or very liberal?
I think liberal.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
And now I'm going to read you a short list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress must focus on. And for each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. A 10 if it's the most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. And you can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? The first issue, banning tobacco products for adults. From 0 to 10, how important?
5.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. From 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Improving K through 12 education?
10.
Protecting voting rights and democracy?
0.
And making college more affordable?
10.
10. Okay. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Disapprove.
And now I would like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know, okay? The first one, the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA. How would you rate them from 0 to 100?
Rate them as in, like, are you saying, like, I don't know, what am I rating them on exactly?
Yeah, in general, the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, from 0 to 100, 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable.
I guess, like, 50?
50, okay. Joe Biden, from 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
Like 25?
25. Democrats in Congress, Democrats in general, from 0 to 100, how would you rate them?
Like 15.
Okay. 15, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, should be focused on. And for each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. 10 if it's the most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all. Just 4. The first one, authorizing prescription medication. From 0 to 10, how important?
10.
Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes. How important?
10.
Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition.
Give that a 7.
7. And restricting fatty foods and sugary beverage.
I'll give that a 7.
7. Thank you. And now, we're almost done with the survey. By the way, thank you so much for your help. We're 75%. Just a couple of more questions. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? And is that a strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I support.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat support. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
And regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Harm.
And much more harm or just somewhat more harm?
Some.
And regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important, I would say.
And when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? The first one, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. The first one or the second one?
The first one, I would say.
Okay. And now I would like to review some of the things that some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and literally all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. And please just tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. Just 3. And the first one, more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Are you very concerned, somewhat, not very, or not at all concerned about this happening?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay. And the next one is the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Very, somewhat concerned, not very, or not at all about this happening?
Somewhat.
And the last one, an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Very concerned, somewhat, not very, or not at all?
Concerned, yeah, somewhat.
Just somewhat, okay? And lastly, this is basically the last part of the survey. Again, thank you so much for your kindness to help us. I'm going to read you some statements people have made about this ban. And just rate each using a scale from 0 to 10 again. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5, you somewhat agree. And 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. And you can use any number between 0 and 10. Okay? The first one. To date, adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community and population suffering from mental health condition or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people, who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addictions through cessation support and harm reduction. From 0 to 10, agree or disagree with that statement?
10, agree.
10, okay. The next one, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately, but for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. From 0 to 10, agree or disagree with that?
8, agree.
8. And the next one, just 2 more. Our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rate in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2% and decreased of 22% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminals. Agree or disagree, from 0 to 10?
Can you read that one more time?
No problem. Our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rate in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2% and decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal.
I'm going to say 8, agree.
8. And the last one, vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amount of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine and menthol bans. On cigarettes, we'll simply give them another market in which to operate. Agree or disagree with that?
I agree with that.
From 0 to 10, sorry?
7.
7, okay. And over the course of a survey, sometimes people change their minds. It's okay if you did not, but please let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support, yeah.
And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I do not.
Strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat.
And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More harm.
Somewhat more or much more harm?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. And will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports this ban on tobacco products for adults, or will it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
It wouldn't have much impact.
And in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products, e-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Coffee?
Yeah.
Liquor or spirits?
Past week? No.
Soda?
Yes.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Beer?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Wine?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
And pipe tobacco?
No.
Okay, and the last two questions are just for statistical purposes only. Can you please tell us what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I'm currently a junior at the U of A.
Okay, and are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
I have a partner, but I'm not married.
Okay, and do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Low income.
And are you or any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
urban.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay, and this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us, and thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Can I ask who's this for? Like, who's conducting this research?
I'm sorry, I'm not also that I don't influence your opinions, but we are an independent research company. We're located at Miami, and today, yes, we're conducting this survey from outside of Arizona to make sure that it keep it neutral and unbiased. But thank you so much for your help.
Have a good one.
Have a good night. Thank you.